This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Chiropractor and Health News channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Emily Kybard, chiropractor, wellness media expert, and movement specialist, and also owner and founder of Urban Wellness Clinic, where they are movement experts, chiropractic doctors, physical therapists, personal trainers, and athletes, empowering people to move smarter, better, and pain-free. Dr. Kybard, a pleasure to have you with us today on the program.
Thanks for having me.
And you're most welcome. Great to have you with us. So for starters, what are some health situations where you've seen biohacking utilized as a remedy?
Yeah, so in our clinic, we see lots of patients who are in pain, and we are trying to give them the tools to start to biohack their own health. So we do everything from nutrition to blood testing to genetic testing. And one of the most common things that we do is everyone, we talk about breathing with them, and we actually work with them to use a tracking device called Spire, S-P-I-R-E, and just like your Fitbit, you wear it, but it tracks your breathing. So you wear it like attached to your shirt or attached to the pant line right at your waist, and it tracks when you haven't taken a breath in a while. When you are stressed, it buzzes and tells you, hey, start to lengthen your breath, lengthen your exhales. And most people are like, oh, breathing, it's so easy. We all do it. We do it 20,000 times a day. Why are we talking about breathing? But research shows that like people with chronic low back pain, the muscles that are required to breathe, so for example, the diaphragm, will have less movement, less excursion with people with chronic low back pain. In an MRI machine, we'll pick it up that the diaphragm is not moving as much compared to those people who have no low back pain. So anyone who's coming into us with some sort of movement, dysfunction, pain, discomfort, we're starting with breathing, core stability. Everyone that sees us, we start to rehab them through movements like the movements we learned when we were babies, learned that first year of life. Some other tools that we give to patients is everyone steps on a force plate. So we like to correlate how people are standing, where their weight distribution is, to what muscles are weak, what muscles are overworking, what muscles are need to fire more. So that's another tool that we use to biohack the body. We also like to use nutritional diets and recommendations. So we see a lot of people with inflammation in the body, and you know, we might give them every single stretch, strengthen, movement rehab, but there's still like this like 10% underlying discomfort. So then we start to look towards ketogenic diets, which are really good for people with chronic Lyme disease, concussions, inflammation, decreasing free radicals. And usually that's like one of the, just another tool to help them really optimize their health.
Also, Dr. Kybard, biohacking allows you to better understand your body, further enabling one to heal themselves. How have you chosen to teach this practice?
Yeah, so we kind of go at it from a four-part approach. One is nutrition. So everyone that's coming in to us is getting an analysis, like a biometric analysis of how well their metabolism is running. And then based on that, starting to make nutrition recommendations. We also like to take blood work to see, you know, we don't want to guess, we want to test. So test, don't guess. So for example, like, you know, lots of people like vitamin D deficient. Well, we want to know before we start to supplement. So we do order blood work. In terms of getting people moving better, that's really important, especially in New York. Everyone is sitting 12, 14 hours a day. And even in the rest of the country, if they're not sitting at work, they're sitting in their car. So all the movement patterns in our brain, like reaching for our cell phone, everything is in, like all those movement patterns are stored in the brain. So we like to teach people how to move better. Part of that is seeing where they're distributing their weight on a force plate. And then also, like I said before, teaching them to breathe better and then starting to use muscle testing to, again, see what is overworking, like what's tight, hypertight, like tight, tightness in the neck and shoulders. We want to know, why is that tight? Is there some sort of energy leak somewhere else, such that those muscles that are tight are overworking? So we use muscle testing to help find that very specific relationship. Some of our patients will do 23andMe, and then we will run those results through different, for example, like Rhonda Patrick's Found My Fitness or Prometheus. We'll use those to now analyze the 23andMe data, and things will come up like a higher propensity for obesity. So then we start to tailor people's nutrition based on those DNA results.
I'd also be curious, what do you find to be different about biohacking versus other practices?
A couple things. Biohacking is very systematized. So we usually like to break things down, give it a trial period, see what the differences are before we start to add in the next layer of lifestyle change. So it's very systematized. And then the other thing is that it's very personalized. So going back to like, we test, don't guess, you know, most biohackers are doing that through self-experimentation, and it's so nice to do it with guidance, right, of a medical professional, to really personalize, you know, from the inside out, how can they heal better? How can they breathe better, move better? You know, what specific strengths, moves do they need, right? So that personalization and just helping guide their self-experimentation is really the essence of biohacking. Whereas other practices can be kind of like, maybe you should stretch this area. You know, it's more like it's guesswork, and we really like to be like very systematized with what we do with our clients.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Emily Kybird, chiropractor, wellness media expert and movement specialist and owner and founder of Urban Wellness Clinic here on eHealth Radio's Chiropractor and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio network. Now continuing on, Dr. Kybird, do you think biohacking will change the future? And how do you think we can get more people to be inspired by biohacking?
For sure. I think the allopathic, the traditional medical system is broken with the idea of doing procedures, giving medication once the disease has presented itself. So I think biohacking is just creating this whole movement of pushing the boundaries, asking the medical system and the doctors to be more on top of research, be on top of like what is cutting edge versus here's the pill, here's the surgery once you injure yourself. How can you do things to prevent heart disease, prevent diabetes, to prevent brain fog, you know, that 2 p.m. slump that we all hit? You know, how can we eat to improve that? How can we breathe to not hit that slump? So I think, you know, the traditional medical system feels broken because it always is, you know, an afterthought versus being proactive in our own health, and especially with like the upcoming of like VR and virtual reality. It's like, wow, here like is a potential to, you know, put on your VR glasses and be, you know, in real time, like in a workout class, you know, moving with trainers, having people like get you to move better under instruction. So I think there's huge potential, especially in the virtual reality world. Yeah.
Lastly, what's your favorite piece about the practice that isn't a common factor?
Most favorite piece. I mean, we see lots of post-operative, you know, after surgery scars. Even, you know, we see lots of women with like C-section scars. And oftentimes those scars are shutting down the ability of muscles to fire. Just that contraction of the scar and the way the brain has remembered movement, sometimes those scars are shutting down other muscles. So it's really cool to do soft tissue work around those scars and then start to get the muscles that are weak and not firing and inhibited to start to get online again and start to fire. And we do that in very specific ways. And oftentimes, like most people do surgery and then they're like, okay, you're healed, or do a little bit of rehab. But there's oftentimes an overlooked part of rehab and movement after surgery. So that is one of our things. We see it with a lot of moms who have had C-sections and they do Pilates and they're trying to get their core back and they're like, I just can't feel it fire. Well, sometimes they need that extra little bit of getting a little bit of soft tissue work around the scar and then retraining how the brain remembers movement.
Dr. Kybert, really informative, and really appreciate your joining us here today on eHealth Radio. Before you go, where can listeners get further details about your practice, Urban Wellness Clinic, and also how could one be in touch if they needed to do so?
Yeah, so our website, urbanwellnessclinic.com. We're on Instagram, Urban Wellness Clinic, Facebook, Urban Wellness Clinic, on Twitter, Dr. Emily Kybert. But yeah, Urban Wellness Clinic, we have blog, we have videos, we have lots of workout and strength videos, and we have a whole team of people. We have 7 employees here, all just seeing our patients all day and getting people better.
Again, Dr. Kybert, it has been our pleasure to have had you, and thanks so much for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio. Wishing you the best.
Thanks for having me.
And the pleasure was certainly ours. We've been speaking with Dr. Emily Kybert, chiropractor, wellness media expert, and movement specialist, and owner and founder of Urban Wellness Clinic, where they are movement experts, chiropractic doctors, physical therapists, personal trainers, and athletes, all empowering people to move smarter, better, and pain-free. And for more information, simply visit urbanwellnessclinic.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Chiropractor and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.